Tommy Vasen, welcome to the Polka Show, formerly Czech Classics, then and now formerly Czech Melody Time. Dennis Swatek here. How the heck is everybody? Wow, it's been a long time since I've done one of these shows, probably over a year and a half, and I'm going to be a little rusty. It's going to take me a little while to get back into the swing of things, but as they said about Nixon, I'm tan. Rested and ready. So, had a nice little break. I've been doing a lot of different things and trying to get my recording library kind of in order to make the show a lot easier. That was one of the main holdups with the show before, is it was just too dang hard to try to do, but I think I've got everything figured out and a little more streamlined. So, we're going to try to get out these shows every month or so. So, thank you for coming back. I'm glad to see you here, and hope you enjoy the show. I got a lot of things to talk about, but I'm just going to kind of filter that over the next part of, you know, hours or whatever of the show, maybe over the next couple of shows. I do want to try to feature as much music as possible. Got some different things in store for you. Going to kind of change the show up a little bit, but I think you'll still enjoy it. And, you know, one of the main reasons I wanted to get back, start doing the show again, I actually wanted to do one last month, but just did not quite have the time to do it, is this is like the 10th anniversary of the show. And April of 1998 was the very first polka show that we did. Actually, John Ondrashek did it. But, man, it's like a million years ago. And to think about how the show was actually physically done and the little amount of web space we had, bandwidth we had, it's amazing. I'm going to put some stuff up on my blog in a little more detail, kind of reminiscing back about the good old simpler days. So, you know, check that out and read that and find out a little more information about how much this show has really evolved. But like I did say, it's the 10th anniversary of this show, this little old polka show. And I've got a lot of anniversary presents, and you guys are going to be the guys that get the presents. Over the next month or so, I'm still kind of working on some things, but I'm sitting out here in my garage. I'm looking over to my right, and I see just a huge box full of polka cassettes, probably 50 to 75. A lot of these were given to me by John Ondrashek before he passed away. A lot of them are my own collection. A lot of them are some actual, like, Dance Hall Boys and Czech Melody Masters cassettes, which are out of print, very rare. I just happened to run across a few of those. And I'm going to be giving all those away. I've got them all copied to CD and MP3. I don't have any need for them anymore. I'm trying to kind of get rid of some of the clutter in my life, you know, instead of just keep collecting things. I want to try to give some of those things away. So over the next month or so, be ready. I'm going to start giving some of those away, and I'll let you know how I'm going to do that. Also, all the previous shows that I've done, or as many of them as possible that I kept actually on CD, like this show, I will. What I actually do is I'll take all of the music for the show. Each have their own little file. Right now, I'm looking at a list of all the music I've got prepared for this show. I record these little talking bits in between. Might turn them into files as well. Then I burn the whole thing on a CD. Turn right around, put the CD back in the computer. Turn those into MP3s and combine them back together. And so I've got a podcast version, but I also have the original stereo quality, CD quality version that I started from. And I've got those basically from 1999 on. I've got about, you know, 40 or so shows. A lot of them are two CDs. You know, that's how big the shows were back then. And I've got all those just sitting around. I'm going to give those away too. So I've got a ton of stuff to give away. Like I said, give me a month or two to finish getting those things ready. A lot of them are just sitting here in a spindle. They don't have any cases or track listings or anything like that, so I want to at least provide a track listing for you guys. So I've still got to print those out, but like I said, a lot of free stuff coming up. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you some more free stuff, and that's called music, and we're going to get back into the show now. And here's a little Dallas Music, band out of Dallas. I don't think it was around very long. I'd never heard of them until I came across one of these cassettes John Ondrashek had given me. It's Johnny Menchik Orchestra from up around the Dallas area. I do know that. And here's one called Wayside Waltz.
Синясичку, лівомасен, ангелічку, ноч уж біла, не січел спать, я іще так мам тера.
książki nie płynie, tylko za jednego. Tam, gdzie czysta woda, tam koniki piją, tam, gdzie są dziewczynki, tam, gdzie łokce biją. Nie pytajcie chłopcy, do Boga świętego, za wszystki nie pójdzie, tylko za jednego.
We'll be right back. muzyki, muzyki. Wy pięknie grajete, wyście mnie zespani, raście probudili. Muzyki, muzyki, musíte krásně hrát. Já půjdu tancovat s tou, co mám tak modrá. Muziki, muziki, vy pěkně hrajete, vy jste mě zespaní, krásně probudili. Muziki, muziki, musíte krásně hrát. Já půjdu tancovat s tou, co mám tak modrá. Ta moja domácí.
Oh, there you go. One and only Leroy Motoka, rest in peace. Doing one called the Muziki Muziki Waltz, the Music Music Waltz. And that's our first little break in the books. Go back and recap it real quick, in case you don't have the... Actually, I don't do track listings anymore. It's one of the little things. At some point I may. Kind of the same reason I don't break these down into individual files like I used to. Is with all the new copyright laws and everything, from time to time I am going to feature some stuff that's copyright, and if I actually put those files out there or put the titles out there, it's just a little bit easier if somebody was happening to do a search and, you know, come down on me, and I don't need that because this is, who cares? You know, I'm not doing these things at high quality. Nobody's ever going to take these and try to sell them. You know, I just do it for the fun, but, you know, there's a lot of crazy record companies out there that think they should have every single penny for everything, and I'm not, trust me, nobody's making any money off this anyway. So, you know, that's a little side rant, but that's kind of the reason I'm, just have these little podcasts, and basically they're kind of little, you know, mystery packages, because you never know what you're going to hear until you actually listen to the show. So I think that's kind of cool as well. So, anyway, our first break, I'm completely off track. Let me get back on the railroad tracks here. Johnny Menschik and the Wayside Waltz. Right after that, the Debonairs from right here in Taylor. This is an old band that my wife Marcy used to go listen to in high school. I'm sure a lot of, especially like around Texas, you got those bands that kind of were cover bands that would play weddings and dances, things like that. I grew up down around Sealy. We had the Emotions that would play in Columbus all the time. We'd go see them, and basically they were just cover bands that played rock and country, but they would, you know, do a little check polka and waltz once in a while if they were doing a wedding or something like that. So that's the Debonairs and one called the Austin Waltz. Brian Marshall down around the Houston way, one called the Clear Water Polka, and then right after that the Dance Hall Boys doing the Red Wine Polka, and I played those for a reason. If you have a chance to go back and listen to those together, you'll notice the melodies are very similar, I mean almost carbon copy of each other. And, you know, you hear that from time to time and you know, Czech music, Polish music, German music. I think not all the time, but some of those melodies are borrowed from each other or kind of offshoots of a little bit. You know, so who knows? Yeah, it's a chicken or the egg. Who knows which one came first? But I thought that was very interesting when I just happened to pick that Brian Marshall piece and was listening to it and went, you know, that sounds a lot like Red Wine Polka. So I put those back-to-back to let you compare. And then, like I said, we wrapped it up with Leroy Matoka and the Muziki Muziki Waltz. And speaking of the Dancehall Boys, or the Czech Melody Masters, just real quick, let you know we're going to be playing a couple times over the next couple of weeks. If you happen to hear this in the next week or so, this coming Friday, May 9th, we're going to be out here in Taylor at the SP Hall from 7:30 to 11:30 doing our every other month gig. So come see us if you get the chance. Looking forward to it. And then the following Sunday, which I think is the 18th, we're going to be just down the road in Elgin at the Elgin SPJST Hall on a Sunday afternoon dance from 3 to 7. And it, I was trying to think, it's probably been 5 or 6 years since we played out at Elgin. It's been a long, long time. That was kind of a couple of holdovers from when John Ondrashek left the band, so that was right around 99 or 2000. And just, you know, things happen. Things just, for whatever reason, they didn't hire us. And, you know, we played down at the Big Joe Polka Show taping, and somebody saw us, and they thought we sounded good and wanted to hire us back. So we're going to be back, you know. Everything comes around full circle, and no hard feelings, whatever. We're just glad to play. So if you had a chance, we'd have a nice Sunday afternoon dance down there in Elgin on the 18th. And so that's it for our schedule. We don't play a whole lot, but do check it out. We play in Taylor every other month, so we'll be there next Friday. And we're going to get back into some music now with some more Taylor music. It's a gentleman that I never had a chance to meet, but was fortunate enough to get a copy of some of his music. He sounds like a fine musician. Also was a DJ out at KTAE, I think, for a while. And his name is Danny Drost, and he's going to do a little accordion music, one called the Kaidu Polka.
Ztratil jsem Kaidu, 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 doufám, že ji najdu. Najdu, najdu, najdu. Ztratil jsem ji v lese, v lese, v lese, v lese. Jedliček jich nese, 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 nese. Já jsou rád, že ji mám. Tady já, že ji mám. Tady já, že ji mám. Já si na ní pozor dám. Tady já pozor dám. Já pozor dám. Já jsem ztratil Kaidu, 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 doufám, že ji najdu, 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 najdu. Ztratil jsem ji v lese, v lese, v lese, v lese. Jedliček ji nese, 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 nese. Já jsem ráda, že ji mám, tady já, že ji mám, tady já, že ji mám. Já si ji na ní pozor dám. Tady já pozor dám, já pozor dám. Ztratil jsem Kaidu, 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 Kaidu. Doufám, že ji najdu, 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 najdu. Ztratil jsem ji v lese, v lese, v lese, v lese. Jedliček jich nese, 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 nese. Já sú ráda, že ji mám, tady já, že ji mám, tady já, že ji mám. Já si na ně pozor dám, tady já pozor dám, já pozor dám.
Thank you. muchas veces. Que se ha visto en lo bonito, la primera fue en McAllen y en Brown, Dios y en San Benito. Cobardes que el pleito no es con un niño, querían conocer su padre, yo soy Jacinto Treviño. Presencia de todos.